speaking today with Riley Smith of Ulaga. She's one of our area stars in agri-science. So let's start off talking about your project.
So my projects, I actually had five of them. So they ranged from testing apple prevention methods with like tinfoil, ginger ale, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then it goes all the way down to my last project, which has to do with the cattle's impact on soil composition, because my passion is food science. Mm-hmm. So that's what three of my projects were in. And then I won food science last year, so I couldn't compete again. So I decided to go down environmental, which deals with the soil which plants are grown in. So essentially it leads to the food science category.
Well, I was going to say, out of five, which one was your favorite?
My favorite was probably my junior year. I did a test on vitamin C in oranges after 2 weeks of storage. So I tested vitamin C, oranges stored in the fridge, the freezer, a dark room, and a counter space. And at the end of that, I did a titration, an acid-based titration method to determine the amounts of vitamin C. I won't get too into it because it gets kind of complicated because it's chemistry. You have to do a bunch of conversions to get the results. So you're basically taking it from milliliters all the way to milligrams times 5 in the end, and that gets you the vitamin C per 100 milliliters. But the results show that the best storage method for oranges was just in the fridge.
Really? So you're not supposed to just lay them out on the counter. You're not supposed to freeze them. They're just chilling out in the fridge, and that's the best.
Well, the exact best was the dark room, but the oranges develop dark spots on the rind. So I haven't determined yet the reason for that, but I will. And the next best was tied between the fridge and the freezer. But the freezer ruins the texture of it.
Yeah.
And then you have to wait for it to thaw out, and it's still never the same.
Sure.
So really, and the counter space was the worst, actually. So that had the lowest amounts of vitamin C in it.
Okay, so you're already helping people, because there's a bunch of people listening to us right now that have all their oranges sitting on the counter space.
Yeah, don't do that anymore. Store them in the fridge. It's the best place.
So what made you decide to pick this project?
I chose this project because I wanted to go back into the food industry after my first two projects, mm-hmm. which were on apples and water. And I decided that I was going to test more in depth on the food storage, mm-hmm. food waste, and food nutrition than I had previously. And food storage and food waste is a huge thing across the world. Through my research, I found that according to the Food and Agriculture Organization, the world wastes around 1.3 billion tons of food each year. And so I was trying to find a way that you can store your oranges so you don't have to throw them out, and also provide the essential dietary needs of vitamin C for the human daily diet. And so that's kind of where my thing came from. I love the smell of oranges. So I was like, if I can be around them as much as possible, that's great.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what my motivation was for the project.
Well, and it's so important that you're talking about this, because if I'm just thinking about all the times I go to the grocery store and buy stuff that I never end up using, it goes bad, or I it's wasteful to do, but I forget and I don't know how to store it correctly.
Exactly. That happens all the time. So that's kind of what I was focusing on, is remembering and reminding people how to store their food is just as important as not throwing it out, because the better you store it, the easier it is to eat it later.
Well, you mentioned more research. So what are you thinking about doing next?
One of my past experiments was testing CBD oil on broiler chickens and to see if it affected the nutritional value and rate of gain. And I would like to do that again, maybe like run the test over again, because I could find that results to be more significant maybe than in my previous and just see if it has changed any since the last time I did it. I would also like to expand on the vitamin C one, like I said, maybe test it in Ziploc bags, because what I did is I just laid them out on the counter. So maybe if they were in Ziploc bags where the oxygen couldn't get to it, or like cardboard boxes, through my research, I was supposed to. I haven't tested it yet. But maybe just expanding my past research projects would be the most interesting for me.
Because there's so many variables.
Mm-hmm. There's so many things you can change. So that's probably what I would be interested in the most.
So what have been some of your favorite moments? You mentioned your five projects, but what have been some of your favorite moments in your FFA career?
In my FFA career as a whole?
Yeah.
Because
you're about to wrap it up.
I know. It's so sad. It's so sad. I love FFA, and everything I've done in it has been so amazing. My SAE, where I interview producers, I get to travel across Oklahoma and meet so many people. I love that aspect of it. I love speeches because I get to go and see so many people. My favorite memories are probably on the speech bus because we bring out our speakers and we are going there to have a good time. We're going there to meet people. Like, if you mess up on your speech, it's not the end of the world.
True.
And so it's just like you get really close with your chapter members and other people, and I love to meet new people, so that's probably one of my favorite things.
What about next year? What are you doing?
I am going to Oklahoma State University, and I'm going to double major in agriculture education and agriculture communications.
And what would you like to eventually end up doing?
I would like to be an ag teacher because FFA, when I was thinking about leaving it, I started to get so sad. And I was like, what can I do to stay in this? Mm-hmm. And I was like, ag teachers, they don't leave. They stay in FFA. They get to help future students and future leaders of the world. And mm-hmm. I found it so, I've become so passionate about it that that's kind of what I decided to stay in. But I also love communication. So maybe later on I can incorporate that in my classroom and maybe do like a side thing where I'm also still staying in the communications of agriculture because agriculture is my passion. But mostly I love educating the public. So.
Well, and there's such a need for teachers and especially FFA teachers right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I've decided. And I love the state of Oklahoma, so I plan to stay here. So
we're winning. We're winning with you. We've already got you committed to being an FFA teacher, so it's a good day.
Yes, it's great. And, you know, OSU is great school, too, so I'm super excited for that.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.